thing we're talking about are birthday cards. Great and all, you know, in a nice little collection on your window when you can like put them all up and be like, oh, lovely. I've got 8. This one's from my gran, my dad, my uncle, my dad's uncle's best friend. And they look pretty. You take pictures with them. But then what do you do with them? Okay, there are some that you'll cherish. You know, the ones where someone's like, oh, you're like the light and you're like the light in a dark room. You're like the sand in a sandcastle. I don't know. Sometimes people say beautiful and majestic things. Other times it's just best wishes, have a great day. And they don't even write, they sign their name. And to be honest, sometimes they don't even write a message. There's always the printed message on from the card company. And then they just write their name. We've incredibly got a guest who's actually saying that she's kept them all. And it's none other than the KCL radio president. Ines, it's a pleasure to have you here.
2001 is like the earliest on I probably have things from, but that's still a long time ago. I'm 21 now, so that's quite a while.
And do you intend to do this your whole life? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. I just like to hold on to things, whether it's like memories or just... I just like to hold on to things, so I will keep them probably forever, just hoarding things, really.
So we've had hashtag Sean Spicer facts. So my Sean Spicer fact would be... there are at least 6 million listeners to this show right now. The highest on record for a student radio show ever. The number of listeners is the highest on record. It might just be an alternative fact. Oh, Georgia's here. Hello, Georgia.
Hi, Georgia on the mic, Tuesdays 4 till 5. About the
Straight
Love Hearts.
Straight in with a plug.
Sorry, I had to. But you know you're talking about Love Hearts?
We are.
I got one, you gave me some yesterday, and I got one that said too much. And I was like, oh, this relates to Kalani's new song. Like, too much for ya. I love that song.
What just, I love about this is you think that's a link that I'm now going to play Kalani's too much. I literally won't, but thanks for the, for the subtle reminder. Not only is Trump an idiot... and incompetent and downright deluded in terms of his policies. He's also an idiot and incompetent and downright deluded in terms of what he's managed to cause humanity to do. Because I have seen a lot more love, a lot more compassion, a lot more people coming together. It's like it's the world against Trump. That's what it feels like. We've been talking very heavily about protests. It's been a very powerful, a power hour. As I like to say, although I usually refer to that when I am like solidly working hard on an assignment, like a power hour. I never really have them, no. Ends up being a power 10 minutes. After that, you get distracted, surely. Brilliant, isn't it? Absolutely brilliant. I like the way they slowly increase from one word each and just slowly building it up in that powerful resonating end at the end. It was absolutely fantastic. 5 past 5. It sounded a bit Moroccan when I first heard it. Had a bit of an Arabic vibe. It's Galvanize from the Chemical Brothers. I'll tell you the poll results next. Who do you think won, Trash or Treasure?
I think Trash. People are too cynical nowadays. They're like,
Go for Treasure just because it's cute, isn't it? I mean, yeah.
Farah, you got it right, spot on. People are too cynical. There's romance is dead in the traditional ways that it may have been because 83% have said Trash, 17% going for Treasure.
That's an overwhelming amount.
So the roses aren't the way to go.